If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is May 24th, 2025. WWE Saturday Night's main event. I
suck. Chris is coughing.
Wait, I thought I was muted. Was I not muted? I'm sorry.
You were.
We got Cresta here. We got Iridian down there. Rick is on assignment doing something. I don't know. Getting his clothes for his Beyonce concert for sure. We were here to talk WWE Saturday Night's main event. Before I pass it off to these two lovely ladies for the Saturday Night's main event review, I'm going to give you some scoops that we had over at FightfulSelect.com. It is the best $5.99 a month in the business. You get access to a Discord. You get access to a bunch of podcasts, my Q&A show. I do Fightful Select Answers almost every day, which is a Q&A article. But today, we had an awful lot of news over there. We had reported Cody Rhodes was going to be back sooner than later, you know, and unless I saw the script saying he...
Wait a minute, Sean. Where'd you go? Mike.
They got you. Your mic went to business for yourself.
But he's back. Also, what is back? Saturday Night's main event, Evolution. Got a lot of things to say about this one. So first off, Fightful Select reported that Goldberg was likely for the upcoming Atlanta show, which they are very strategically doing all in weekend. And you know why they're doing this. It's because they want media there. They want fans there. They want less fans in Dallas, all that good stuff. They're going to put something like Goldberg on for Atlanta. It had kind of been hinted around and stated that this is what like they were going to do. So a lot of people kind of knew about it. Like, that's the funny thing. The talent in WWE had heard about this stuff, but like, I will say this, 95% of the women that I reached out to on the WWE roster tonight had not been officially told about Evolution 2 as of yet, like 6 weeks out from the show. That one's interesting. What is also interesting is that they are doing this literally a block away from a Beyonce concert. That is filthy work. And immediately, a reaction that we got from some people in WWE were like, they're interesting. So interesting that I'm going to put it on FightfulSelect.com over the next day or so. Just $5.99 a month, my friends. People were absolutely dying backstage at Jesse Ventura tonight. Him going off about the cage door and all that stuff.
It was insane. It was him in the ring.
It was so funny. He kept talking over like McAfee, like while Lillian was announcing.
So yeah, that was a note that I had too. He was supposed to lay out for Lillian. Like once the ring announcer starts talking, you lay out on commentary. Anybody knows that, but he kept doing it. But then when he started going off about the cage door and was like, well, why didn't he have his limo driver come and just open the door for him? People were busting out laughing. There were a lot of wrestlers that were like backstage that weren't like on the show just because it was in Florida. So like they could do that there. A bunch of them lived there. Some notes on the main event. Shane Helms, of course, produced that. He and Jey Uso flew out to Logan Paul's to work on the match this week, from what I understood. Wow. So there was that. Governor Ron DeSantis was there and got booed heavily. Again, this is WWE. I think this is WWE's audience telling them what they are right there and telling them what kind of social and political background they have. But Bronson Reed, here was an interesting one. He returned from injury. And as of WrestleMania week, there weren't plans to add anybody to the Seth Rollins Braun Breaker group. From what I understood, it was just going to be them. So I'm going to try to find out when it was that this got added to the show, or not the show, but this group, because that was a shocking one as well. So that's something I'm going to look into. They had Creeds versus LWO in a dark match, and R-Truth got a lot of love for his promo last night from people that I was talking to today. We're going to have a whole lot more details on Fightful Select. Oh, and the Zelina Chelsea match I had noted, even though it was announced last night, they had planned that a while back, which tracks because I think they had decided about 6 months ago that Chelsea Green was only going to wrestle two people for the rest of her career. And that was going to be Mia Yim and Zelina. So I think that they had planned that for quite some time. But I'm going to
account. I'm biased.
I'm going to pass this off to the wonderful Crest of the wonderful Iridian. You can catch me over at FightfulSelect.com and tomorrow night here on the AEW Double or Nothing post show.
Peace out.
Thanks, Sean, giving us the scoops.
Scoops are us here.
Scoops are us. We love Sean Rossap over here.
Honestly,
Sean Rossap, some love, y'all.
Best person. Love Sean. 10 out of 10.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being here. You are in for a doubleheader tonight.
I was going to say, play the party music.
The boss is gone. The boss is gone. We are going to be covering AEW Collision that was on Thursday, and we're also going to be covering Saturday night's main event.
Yes.
We are not going to try to keep you guys here for 2 hours, but if you want us to stay for 2 hours, consider giving this video a thumbs up.
Yes.
If you want us to stay for 2 hours, consider giving us a super chat. You can do that over here on YouTube, or you give us a Humper Chat over on HumperChats.com. Myself and Iridian will be looking out for those, and we're going to tell you about Fightful Select, the best $6 in the business, like Sean was saying. We just hit 175K subscribers over here on YouTube. Bip, 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 bip. Thank you guys so much. Iridian, let's cover Collision first.
I was going to say, you know, maybe we should start with what's hot, what's recent on our minds. Maybe we should do Saturday night and then head over to Collision. What are you thinking about that?
You know, I love that. Okay. I love Iridian. She has the best ideas. We're going to start off hot.
Hot.
With Saturday night's main event. It's a short card, so I'm not too upset about it. What did you feel about the show overall, Iridian?
You know what? I was watching the show with my dad, and it felt very, very, you know, old school. And I'm glad that I was watching it with him, because he was also very excited because he got to see a lot of the wrestlers that he grew up with, and he got to enjoy the wrestlers that I watch now. So it was just a fun experience. And seeing him also hype was like just fun. So we got some really good matches tonight. You know, you and I were messaging back and forth like, oh my God, what's happening? Like, oh my God, they're announcing this. And, you know, what match is coming up next? Honestly, I forgot about the main event when Drew McIntyre was in that ring with Damian Priest. I was like, oh my God, like this is incredible. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. We still have a main event. But my only issue with the show was that I wish we would have had another women's match. And maybe the match that we did get was a little bit longer. But that's my overall feeling for the show tonight. What did you think about the show?
Almost in agreement, 100% with you. Mm-hmm. After that Damian Priest, Drew McIntyre match, I thought that was the main event. They really did their big one on that one. I am biased. I love Zelina Vega. I am so happy that she retained her championship. 5 minutes, though? All right. I just want to talk. Come outside. I just want to talk. Leave your book bag upstairs. I just want to talk.
You know, we say this about Tony Khan all the time. Like, Tony, just step aside for a little bit. We just want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Tonight, it's Triple H. Step aside. Yeah.
I'm we sorry, just want to talk. Just come outside. Come outside. Leave your book bag upstairs. Let's get right into it. The first match, we started off hot, though. I thought this was going to be the main event or closer to the end. We started off with CM Punk versus Sami Zayn. I'm sorry, CM Punk and Sami Zayn versus Seth Rollins and Bron Breakker with Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
This match was so good. I was sports entertained. I got to tell you, if this is what we're starting with, I could deal with four matches.
Man, talk about a way to start the show off, right? You got people who the crowd is absolutely so invested in. And I think, you know, it's the first show. You have to have your superstars out there, the people that, you know, the fans connect with. And of course, people love CM Punk. People love Sami Zayn. People love Seth Rollins and this new faction that he's got. Honestly, I'm thinking move over Judgment Day because there's a new faction that's about to take over and I'm really, really excited. But man, this match was crazy.
Judgment Day about to get judged. Some of the highlights for me, loved Sammy's gear. Oh. Ain't lived for it. CM Punk doing a code red. Amazing red, you will always be famous. You will always be famous. That code red, for me, I rarely see CM Punk do stuff like that. That was crisp to me.
You said it's rare to see that man fight. I'm
okay, let me not say that. You know what? Okay. I have no response.
I agree with you. I think CM Punk looked great in the ring tonight. But I also want to give Sami Zayn his flowers because I feel like people forget that he's just such a gem. He's such a fantastic wrestler. And they really let him shine in the ring tonight. That man will always be famous to me.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn will always be famous. Yes.
One of the other highlights from commentary is I have to say, Michael Cole said, I think Paul will get his one day. Pat McAfee says, I don't think so. It always works out for him. To which Cole said, yeah, he's a cockroach. Michael Cole.
He's going to the school of Nigel McGuinness.
I will say this, though, because they're both on each show tonight that we're going to discuss. Paul Heyman and Don Callis, you may not like them, but you will be on TV every week, sometimes twice or three times a week. You will be on TV every... So hate him or love him, Paul Heyman made sure that these guys got their win tonight because they're... I'm sorry, I jumped ahead, but yes.
Yes.
Sami Zayn and CM Punk lose because when CM Punk was... Not CM Punk. When Sami Zayn was setting up for a Helluva kick, Paul Heyman... No. Seth Rollins stops it first. Then Paul Heyman stops it. Then Bronson Reed kills CM Punk. And then... Braun Breaker kills Sami Zayn. It was a mess, but now we got Braun Breaker, Sami Zayn, and Bronson Reed, which at first I was like, but didn't Bronson Reed try to kill you, Seth? I said Sami Zayn, but I meant to say Seth. But didn't Bronson Reed give you like 11 million tsunamis at one time?
I remember that.
There was a stare down, and I'm like, Braun Breaker versus Bronson Reed? Meet, please, yes. But no, we just get a hugging embrace, which again, I ask, so all those tsunamis are forgiven?
I'm telling you, this faction is about to be unstoppable, and I'm so ready. I'm ready to see them fight everybody and anybody. And these are some big guys, right? Yes. This is some beefcakes right here. 10 out of 10, I'm here for it. The fact that they were fighting in this match before the bell even rung just kind of told you the way the night was going to go because it was just so fast-paced. Everything was just like, oh my God, like what's going on? And I know someone in the comments was like, all these matches were not good. I don't know what show you were watching, sir. I was sports entertained.
Same.
I was there. I'm really glad to see Bronson back because as we know, you know, he was injured and we did not know how long he was going to be out for. But I think adding him into this group is very interesting because maybe if you just would have brought him back in the roster, he wouldn't have had somewhere to go. But I do see him having a place in this group.
And he does seem like a Paul Heyman guy, if you will. And I think with Seth as the senior guy and Breaker and Braun again, another Bronson and Braun again, I love it. That's dangerous. That's dangerous territory. That's Hurt Business territory, if you will. If you will.
Not the Hurt Business territory.
If Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed said, you owe us money, what's going to happen?
You're going to have to find some cash.
You better print some money.
You better go to that ATM to get some cash because I don't know what's happening there.
They will hurt you. Yes. This match was good. This was followed by, listen, full disclosure, I am a Zelina Vega stan. So this is my match of the night. I don't care. Argue with your mama. Go to the group chat because I will take no Zelina's Vega slander here. We had Zelina Vega versus Chelsea Green for the United States Championship. I love both of these women because Chelsea Green is the most serious, unserious wrestler you've ever did see. I thought tonight she was dressed like Homelander. It's crazy again that she was like, girl, I'm going to be the Canadian U.S. champion again and y'all going to be sick of me. I also enjoyed Zelina Vega coming out dressed up as All Might, which these guys look like they were in a tag team together and I kind of live.
Please. Okay. That was the immediate thing that I thought first. I did not even think about All Might. I was like, oh, okay, matching gear. Great. Which My Hero Academia is one of the shows that I do watch. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, I get it. Like, I see it. So I commented on your tweet. But the fact that they were matching, I was like, tag team? Women's tag team? What's going on here? Like, I would see it. It works out. Same thing. I agree with you. I thought this was my match of the night because I love the women. And I love Chelsea Green. I know you're a Zelina stan. I am a Chelsea Green stan. I want to be part of the Secret Hervis. Sign me up. I will serve.
Secret Hervis? Your Hervis? That's so good. If I wasn't a Zelina Vega stan, I would be cheering for Chelsea Green. I'm just sorry. I'm so sorry. But that's so good.
We can cheer for both.
I gotta be fake. I'm not gonna lie. I gotta be fake.
Oh man, it was just, I'm telling you, the only downside of, I mean, I guess there was two downsides to this match. We saw Chelsea was bleeding from her nose, because I want to say it happened from a knee that Zelina gave her during like the 619.
But I don't think she was bleeding then. But I think it was after that.
Sooner. I'm not sure because there was also like a headbutt. Somebody in the comments, let us know if you know exactly when it happened. But that was just one thing. And then I wish it just would have been a longer match. It is a women's title match. And I would have loved to see Zelina just a little bit more, you know?
I will also say, with the match being so short, it frustrated me that Chelsea was introduced. Then you played a replay of what literally just happened in the last match. And then Zelina wrestled. And it's like, a little bit more respect. That's all I ask. I don't think I'm asking for too much, you know? And again, I love Zelina Vega, so I'm a stan. The right person won. Sorry, Chelsea. This was funny. If it was somebody else, I'm so sorry.
No, I get it. I don't think Chelsea was going to win back that championship tonight. I do think she'll have it back eventually, but I don't think now is the time. I think Zelina's going to have a pretty lengthy run with that championship. And I don't hate it. I love Zelina's champ. I think when she was with Andrade and she was really like showcased there in her promo skills, I thought she was fantastic. And I was like, man, why aren't they letting her wrestle? And she really carried during the pandemic. Like, I feel like people forget, but she really put in her work and she was cutting those promos. So shout outs to her. And now she's a champion, as she deserves. So I thought
it was great.
Yeah.
And I think that if you put in the time, especially with someone like Zelina Vega, even Chelsea Green, if you let them put in the time and put prestige on that belt, that's going to be known as your workhorse belt, or at least someone who's like, I'm going to talk you out your boots, bro. And I'm going to beat you up, you know? So I think if you give someone the time, especially these two women in particular, it'll absolutely work. We got a humper chat already in about this. Yes, God. We have a humper chat from Harletto Scarra 72. I hope I said your name right. I'm dyslexic. Live watching women's wrestling podcasts. Didn't watch the main event. Love Chelsea versus Alina. Justice for Chelsea. My Bronson Reed is back with the Seth Riders. Seth Riders, you ate that. You ate that. Glad Wyatt Six is back. Loved Collision too. ADHD can't remember all of it though. We got you. We'll be telling you all of it.
Stop it. The Seth Riders.
Seth Riders is pretty good.
Cute. Oh my God. You know what? If Yuta was in WWE, Seth would also adopt him. It would happen. You know it would happen.
I will refrain from Yuta slander because that's your guy. I will refrain. I like you, but yo.
And you know, also, we forgot to mention our Saturday night crowd for WWE. This is not the usual crowd that we get. Crestor and I are usually reviewing AEW Collision every Saturday. This is our usual time slot. But tonight we had a Saturday night main event. So we're covering this and we will get to Collision right after this WWE review. So if you have never seen Cresta or I, hello. We are also here at Fightful. We work here, guys.
No, actually, we're interlopers.
And we also know WWE stuff. So welcome. Hopefully you trust us with your post-show review. Tell Sean you love us.
No matter what I tell you, I do watch wrestling. Even though I'll say 50 times during this show, I've never seen wrestling a day in my life.
And if we do a good job, tell Sean. And if we don't do a good job, still give this video a like. Thank you.
If we don't do a good job, tell Ricochino.
Oh my God. Let's move on to this next match.
We do have a super chat though. Because we got two.
Yes.
Bang, bang. We had one from Tim Wagner Jr. Thank you so much. Says, my issue with Saturday night main events is main event, the matches may be good, can't get into so many commercials. That's preach, because I was like, how are you going to do 4 or 5 matches in 2 hours? Everyone's getting 30 minutes. I think not. But then we had all the commercials and replay after replay. I was like, oh, so I'm a joke.
Goodbye. You know what? This was so crazy because they would really get you into the match and you're like, all right, cool. The bell's about to ring. I'm here. I'm in my seat. I'm ready. Commercial. And I'm like, oh, I guess 2 minutes.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
TikTok break, sure. Let me check what's on Twitter. Let me chat with Cresta during the commercial break.
Honestly, that's one or two maybe, but the commercials and the replays.
And then the dude wipes. And the dude wipes. I was so tired of the dude wipes by the end of the show. I said, please, you start with the dude wipes. You got the dude wipes in the middle. It's just all dude wipe advertisement. I get it. Put some deodorant ads in there. That's what we need. A deodorant sponsorship. Anybody.
If I was a man and I saw that, I would feel personally slighted. What are you trying to say? Maybe it's time y'all start writing in letters.
You know how people used to write NXT to get like autographs and stuff back from the wrestlers?
I did not. That's fantastic.
People used to write and the wrestlers would write back and like with autographs and stuff. We need like that type of advertisement with like deodorant companies. Somebody send something to Dove, you know, get an autograph back from Dove, get a free sample. That's what we need.
Our next match was John Cena versus R-Truth, also known as Ron Cena. When I say at first, I was like, I don't want to see this match because R-Truth is a national treasure and you will not be beating up our uncle. But when he ran out with Ron Cena, the way I guffawed, I laughed, I exploded.
You know what is so crazy? That man never has to make his merch ever again, because the Judgment Day, remember, he just added himself on there. What, this John Cena one, he just taped stuff on. Like,
I want a Ron Cena shirt so bad.
At one point I was like, I can't even tell who's who. The Invisible Man might as well be in there.
Where was Cousin Jimmy?
Where do you? And then all over Twitter was like, oh my god, this has me feeling like the Where's Tom and Nick? Where's Tom and Nick Mysterio? It was insane. So good.
I was more sports entertained with this match than I had any right being. I thought this was going to be a squish squash with a surprise. It was not that. There was a surprise, but it was not a squash.
We were so surprised. And it's, you know what it was? It was the second time that Cena's music hit. I said, there's absolutely no way R-Truth is going to be serious right now.
I thought it was a production truck error.
No!
I
heard
music again. And then when R-Truth came out, I was like.
Jesus. I said, oh, look, literally, my first bullet point is I'm yelling, R-Truth, you are a fool. That's what.
My first bullet point just says R-Truth's intro is perfection.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh. Ron Cena is insane. Saying it on commentary is insaner. This was what you thought it would be. John Cena taking liberties with Ron Cena. And then Ron Cena for a hot 30 seconds was hitting the five moves of doom. We got an attitude adjustment. We got the you can't see me. We got the, I don't know what this one is. What's the STF? Yes, I have to think about that. STF.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the climax, John Cena was about to hit Ron Cena with the title. And Ron Cena said, dog, you're killing me. Why would you do that? And for a moment, for the tiniest of moment, John Cena grew a heart. Then immediately kicked R-Truth in the dick and won. So John Cena wins.
And you know what? When he did his little pause, I was like, he's faking everybody out. This man is a Hollywood actor. Move over the rock, okay? Go back to Moana 2, because this is the Hollywood actor.
Yes, Peacemaker. Come on. Where was your Homelander gear tonight? You had Chelsea Homelander and All Might outdressing you tonight. Actual Peacemaker.
That's crazy. And you know what? Somebody in the crowd had a We Are Awful People in the sign. And I'm like, damn. Yes, I agree. We are.
There was someone who had a sign behind Cena that said, I divorced my wife to be here.
Oh. And you know what? Some of the signs, I believe them.
You know,
he's like, I gotta pay for these WWE tickets. I need some money.
If my wife told me wrestling or wife, bye wife. No.
Bye wife.
Bye wife. What an insane statement. We do have a super chat from CD Delgado says, Cresta, what was TNA doing last night?
What TNA happened? Let me know.
Stuff. I'm trying to think, what did TNA do? And I don't want to get it right. Get it wrong. Because last time I got it wrong, I instantly remembered the next day and Twitter lit me up.
It like wasn't that bad. Honestly, when I went to go look, I was like, okay, it's only a few ones. It's not that bad.
I'm laughing. It wasn't that bad, but
I'm sure it felt like the world was caving in.
I grew up playing World of Warcraft, SOCOM, League of Legends. You're going to have to do a lot. That's not an invitation, because that's not an invitation. But I'm just saying, I look at it, I laugh. If it's funny, this is me. But if it's not funny, I'm not checking notifications for no reason. Mike Santana beat up a woman last night. He beat up Indy Hartwell. Not Mike Santana, I'm sorry. Mustafa Ali.
The Chicago boy?
Yeah, he was wilding last night. Also, he pushed Tasha Steelz, and Tasha Steelz was like, why would you do that? Because Ali is unhinged. She's mad. Cody Deaner is retired. Eddie Edwards retired. Cody Deaner.
You know who would run a crazy campaign? Ali and Chelsea Green. World collide. That would be so good. I know you see it.
The disinformation campaign from that... I'd be sad.
I'd be a constituent, absolutely.
I don't see a problem here. I do not see a problem here. I'm trying to think of what else happened, but I have notes because we're going to be talking about that on Thursday. So you should watch with myself and Joel Pearl on Thursday on the TNA post show. Yes. But we'll talk about that on Thursday, as a matter of fact, because this hour is already going to be like 40 hours long.
Yes. Let's move along.
Let's get to the fake main event of Saturday night, main event, which is the steel cage match between Drew McIntyre, so Damian Priest, and low-key Jesse the Body Ventura.
He was in this, it was almost a triple threat, guys. He was involved, okay? They said, Jesse, you're going to be out there for one match, and he said, say less. I got this. And got this he did, because he was so entertaining. You can't tell me tonight that man was not entertaining.
At first, I was like, why are you talking over Lillian Garcia?
That was so funny to me. I was laughing.
But as he kept doing it, I was like, go ahead, Uncle Grandpa. Who am
go
I?
Ahead.
Who am
I? Go ahead, Unk Off. He's added. Jesse
He's Ventura. Added to the Unk Off. Yup. When he opened the show talking about, you think Tyson going to take a dive? I'm like, we're live, pal. What?
And then he kept yelling at Pat McAfee.
For no reason, because Pat McAfee had the audacity to make money.
That was so funny. Oh my God, it was so good. It was so, so good. Jesse, you are also always going to be famous.
You'll always be. Him and R-Truth.
Mm-mm. I thought Jesse was about to go in there and get in that match. He was about to open the door and hop in that steel cage.
I'm going to give you guys the highlights. The highlights are Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest. I thought they hated each other. They beat the crap out of each other. There was one spot where Damian takes Drew's throat on the top of the chair and slams it down.
Yep.
And then he hits Drew with a concerto to win.
That was so crazy.
Now, he doesn't pin him or any of that stuff. He just waltzes out. And it was at that moment that that was an affront to Jesse the Body Ventura's sensibilities. What do you mean you're going to walk out? What do you mean you're going to walk out? What do you mean you're going to walk out of a steel cage? To which Michael Cole was like, well, that's a way you could win.
You know what? I was confused too for a little bit. I was like, wait a minute. He's just walking out? What happened to the pin? Like, that's not how you... I was like, maybe climb out the cage to be a little extra. Nope, just walking out. Man, this was crazy. The concerto, the way that Mr. Edge, Mr. Adam Copeland was taken out. I said, that's disrespectful. I don't like it.
It's just the way he did it so calmly, not even conflicted. Copeland Edge looks at least a little conflicted at times. Damian Priest had a light day at the office. Get out of here.
He said, you don't have to tell me twice. I'll hit this man.
Yo, he's been ruining my life.
And you know what? I think that's what made this match for me very entertaining, because the way that these guys have been going back and forth, like, I mean, Damian Priest took his title at WrestleMania. Like, he cashed in. Was it WrestleMania? I believe so.
Wrestling has been happening so much so
fast.
There's
so many
events. It feels like that was like 2 years ago, and this was literally like a month, maybe not even.
It's been so long, but they've been going back and forth forever, and I feel like either one of them could have won this match, and it was just so brutal. That steel chair, I was like, guys, I don't think we needed that. But honestly, I'm just glad we didn't get blood. And maybe they couldn't. So that was probably like an issue. I don't know. But yeah, I guess poor Damian Priest. I'm rooting for you though.
He got a street named after him in the Bronx by my house.
Crazy, crazy.
Honestly, this is where the show should end.
Yes. Okay. I 1000% agree with you. This ending, I was like, great. We got a lot of action. It was a steel cage. This should be the end of the show, and we should have got a longer women's match. Great. Wonderful. You could have even had the R-Truth and John Cena match go a little bit longer, giving the women a little bit more time, and you could have added another commercial break in there because they were 5 minutes anyway. So we did not need this main event. No disrespect to Jay, and no disrespect, well, maybe I'll do a little disrespect, to Logan Paul. So that's how I feel. I don't know how you guys felt in the comments about this actual main event, but let us know. Let's talk about it, Cresta. What did you think about this main event?
Before we get into that real quick, I do want to give a special shout out for our super chat from Will Chisholm saying NWA and WXTNA championship, R-Truth is great. R-Truth is what professional wrestling should be.
He is professional wrestling.
He is Mr. Wrestling.
And he's always reinvented himself. You know, people talk about Chris Jericho all the time, but you can never say that Ron Cena doesn't know how to work, okay? You can't say that.
Ron Cena and Jeff Jarrett will always have a check. Always.
Jeff Jarrett.
Tell me what I'm telling lies.
Jeez.
We do have a humper chat from Rafael Garcia saying, it's good to see Bronson back, but I feel like there was a mix-up. In my mind, I would assume Bronson Reed would be with Solo and JC would be with the Seth Riders. Who's JC? Am I missing something? Am I Stoops?
JC. I'm going to need a full name. I'm like blanking. There's so
me
much.
Me too. I'm blanking. I'm blanking. I was like, Jesus Christ? That was... But who?
He said, Jesus Christ. Oh, Cobb. Jeff Cobb. Jeff Cobb.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. 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 Guys, thank you. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
So
thank y'all.
Guys, honestly, when it was announced that WWE had trademarked JC Mateo, my immediate thought was the Bellas. I was like, Nikki's got a son named Mateo. Is he fighting already? They're trademarking him early. Oh my goodness. I was like, that means you got to get the Hardys kids ready to go. Like, you got to get Miz's kids ready to go. Like, because, you know, these are the future stars of wrestling, is all of these kids.
There's a lot of people. There's Bronson Reed, Braun Strowman, Braun Breaker.
Yes.
There's great friend. There's a lot going on. Nixon 7. I don't know.
There's a Jesus Christ.
There's a Jesus Christ. There's more to this super chat, but I popped myself being stupid. But who are if... Wait, what? Okay, I don't know how to read that. They produce the same results. On the other side, Mercedes killed that lady. Yes.
We'll talk about that. We will talk about that. Oh, my
God. Mercedes did her big one. She said, oh, so we're wrestling today. All right.
It's so crazy because there's sometimes when I'm watching a Mercedes match and I'm not fully invested, but I can tell when she's fully invested. And I was like, oh, this is one of them. Like,
oh, yeah. There's a few wrestlers who I think people give flack to, Mercedes and Charlotte being one of them. Mm-hmm. Even Brock Lesnar at the time. But when they cared, that match is good. That match is good. Thank you. Who am I? Raphael. I'm dyslexic. D is for Lysdexia. Thank you guys so much for caring and being with me on this learning journey. Okay.
Not related to the learning tree.
Hi. So before we get into the main event, there is a promo where John Cena pretty much threatens Jey Uso and says, I would love to ruin wrestling by leaving with my title and your title being around a YouTuber's waist. In that moment, I said a swear word and then I said, you better not.
You know what? In that morning, I was angry. I was like, Cena, don't you dare. I was like, I'm 100% behind you right now. I still love you. Mm-hmm. I get it. You're running as a heel. I get it. I support it. We are awful people. But when he was like, Logan Paul, I was like, oh, no. Sir, that's the actual heel. Let's not go there. And then I'm like, that's the only way that I would hate Cena. That's like the final straw of a lot of people.
Not the final straw. The final boss, the final straw.
Yeah, that's that one. He would be Logan Paul. I'm like, if this is a team, if this is a business move, I don't like it. And I guess we'll get to it, but that's what ended up happening. And I don't like it.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you guys, because if I'm Crest the Star, I'm nothing but honest. I was sports disinterested, not because of anything Jey Uso did.
I'll tell you, this is not Jey's fault.
I don't know why we did this. I feel like there was a better way to use both men. Gunther could have just beat up Logan Paul for 5 minutes, and I would have been fine with that. Conversely, Jey Uso could have beat up, I don't know, Javonte Evans, and I would have been fine with that. I started paying attention when John Cena came out and had the audacity, the unmitigated gall to pull out the ref. When that happened, I screamed an expletive again. And I'm like, you better not, John Cena. Thank God we got Mr. Homelander himself, Cody Rhodes. There's a lot of Homelanders tonight.
Goodbye. There was America.
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 Yeah. And he comes out, makes the save. And somehow the ref saw none of this. The ref saw none of this.
Girl, the ref was me, because I told you during this match I was going to watch with my eyes closed. That's how I said I was going to watch this main event. I cannot. I absolutely cannot. Jey and Logan. First of all, Logan says he's from Puerto Rico. He's not from Puerto Rico. He just lives there. Pays less taxes.
Get her, Jade.
John Cena attacking Jey. That's when I was like, whoa, like I had to like sit up from my seat. I'm like, this is not happening right now. We cannot have this. I was like, they haven't had their big moment of the night. And I was like, if you want to get people talking, if you put that title on Logan Paul, people are going to talk. That's going to be all over the news tomorrow if that happens. Like, that's where my mind was going. And I was like, oh my God, Logan Paul helped by John Cena. You know, who's the champion? I was like, oh, writing the headlines myself. I could see it. But man, thank goodness that didn't happen. And we got the title retained by Jey. And now we've learned there's a tag team match for Money in the Bank. Cody Rhodes back? What? When we started doing collision reviews, what? Cody Rhodes? Like,
Cody Rhodes, you will never get out of working on Saturday. You and CM Punk will never get out of working on Saturdays, pal. See ya.
It's crazy.
Ah, man, I thought about that. On the one hand, it's like, if you really put the belt on Logan Paul, first of all, what were we doing with Jay then? I guess, LOL, main event for 5 days, you know what I mean? Or what felt like 5 days. But you're absolutely right. The amount of conversation that would cause, just the buzz around it, it'd make me sick to my stomach. I think I wouldn't watch. And I think I would hate watch. Like, people like, me?
Yeah.
But like, it wouldn't make sense. But also to me, it didn't make sense. Jay just won it. What are we doing? Yeah. It's a good way to get Cody back in. Okay, I'm not mad at it. So you got that tag match coming up.
Yeah, and you know what? I do think because of that promo, we are going to see Jay and John one more time because, you know, Jay was like, you know, well, last time I saw you, I was throwing you out the ring for the Rumble. And that was just such a significant moment for fans and for John Cena. Like, a lot of people thought that that's how Cena was getting to WrestleMania, and it didn't end up being like that. And then it kind of shocked the world because we really didn't think it was going to be Jay. It was either going to be, I mean, the favorites were CM Punk and John Cena. So when CM Punk was thrown out, we were like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. And then it didn't happen. And that was just so shocking to witness. So I do think that we are going to get that ran back some other time, probably after Money in the Bank, but we'll see how that goes.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Saturday Night Main Event. Me and Iridian did that in 40 minutes with a Sean Ross Sapp intro.
And yeah, let's see if we remember what happened in Collision. Let me go back to my top of my notes.
While Iridian refreshes her notes, let me make sure I have the right stuff up. Bam. We're going to take a break and get a message from our sponsors, Bet Online.
Hey, guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. Betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly.
Only bet what you can, and bet responsibly. As in, don't take your mama's credit card, your girlfriend's credit card, if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. I don't know.
Yeah, don't put it on Klarna if you're not going to pay it back. They're going bankrupt.
Not Klarna. No, I was like, Klarna's going bankrupt. Nobody's paying Klarna that. Once again, thank you guys so much. If you were here for the Saturday Night Main Event portion of the show, we are now going over into AEW Collision that happened on Thursday. I watched this earlier today because I had to watch TNA on Thursday, and your girl's been busy. I'm doing AEW tomorrow, a post show with Public Enemies. So we're here. Let's get this.
I love that it is fresh in your mind because I also did not watch it on Thursday, and I watched it this morning in parts. So we are the same. We are the same.
Let's get it, guys. The show starts off with a 5-minute Aura Farm for Adam Cole. He's going to be on commentary tonight because Nigel McGuinness is preparing for the match tomorrow for Double or Nothing. So we start off with the contract signing for FTR versus Daniel Garcia and Nigel McGuinness. I love FTR. Let me start there. But you will not be speaking to Nigel McGuinness this way.
Thank you.
Cash was in his bag. You were so disrespectful, Cash. FTR, stop. I like you guys. He said, we see you as a son, Danny. You're hanging out with nobody like Daddy Magic. I was like, don't you ever. Cash said, you hide behind commentary, Nigel. On Sunday, there's no magic tricks to save your ass. And when I said that, I was like, you better stop. Because what if Nigel says, and then what? And then what?
Okay, pausing on there in your section, because literally that's when I freaked out. Okay, I was already pissed. I was like, you do not talk to Nigel like this. You don't disrespect that man. And then I was like, first of all, it's one thing to disrespect the man, but to disrespect his magic is a whole nother thing. Okay, how dare you? How dare you? Just because you don't have a magical talent, sir.
You know what magical talent Nigel has? Making you disappear, Cash.
Boom. We are the Nigel McGuinness fan club.
I like FTR, but I cannot support this blatant bullying of Nigel. And Nigel makes a good point. He says on Sunday, win, lose, or draw, don't look at me or Tony. Don't even perceive me or Tony ever again.
Keep my name out your mouth. That's what he said.
Don't talk to me or my son or my son's son ever again.
For the next 10 generations.
A pox upon you. I feel like Nigel would have said, you have to carry Madame Zeroni up the hill.
Goodbye. Mm-mm, not Madame Zeroni. Oh my goodness. You have to carry Danny Garcia up the hill.
You have to carry Danny Garcia up the hill 5 times, okay? For this curse to be lifted.
And then come back for Tony Schiavone.
And Tony Schiavone's children forevermore. I love this. Insane. I hate this because I like FTR. If they're going to beat up Nigel, and I don't like that.
Okay, I'm thinking, I'm on the opposite, I guess not on the opposite side of you, but I think it's going to be pretty even. I think Nigel, what we saw last time between him and Bryan Danielson, yes, it was one-on-one, but I think a tag team will favor Nigel. So I'm very excited to see this. Like, I'm not excited to pay for it, but...
That's real. I feel like blood is going to get drawn, and I already hate this. I don't know why, but FTR, give me... Somebody's bleeding today.
Oh, my God. That's going to be the first match.
FML. Well, I would like to talk about this promo from Toni Storm.
It was, oh my God, it was so good.
Toni Storm is someone who also is a national treasure. And it makes me wonder, what the f- were you doing with her in WWE? I don't know if this woman.
They didn't have enough time. They played too many commercials. They don't.
Goodbye. 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 But the only line I could write down, she said, let's drag our tits through the dirt and make the cacti cream in excitement. Yeah, am I going to see a wrestling match? What am I watching?
We're going to experience. That's what's going to happen. I absolutely love this promo. It just reminded me so much of poetry. And I was like, girl, who are you watching? What spoken word? What night's events are you going to? Like, I used to do poetry slams. And she was up there being so poetic. I don't know what was going on. The fact that she was like, you know, women die so young only to get buried like so much later in their lifetimes. And she was like telling just Mina that, hey, we're going to be in a retirement home and we're going to be thinking about how, you know, we lived, you know, while we were wrestling you, we really lived. I'm like, oh my gosh. And this was she only had so much TV time. It was like a minute, maybe less than that. It was so good. And like, I'm with you on that. What was happening with her in WWE? Like, she is fully into herself as a star. And it clearly comes out like that.
She's Madame Zeroni. That's the one they got to take up the hill. She was dressed like Madame Zeroni. I loved it.
Yeah, she was very elegant tonight. I appreciate it.
I think this match is going to be brutal, but I don't think it'll be any hard feelings. But this is also, and I don't know if you felt that way or feel this way, if Mariah May is going to come back, I know she's voiced frustration, this would be a good way to insert her back just to get something. You know what I mean? Because maybe you're supposed to be my friend. What are you doing?
Yeah, you're supposed to, you know, be on my side, and now you're trying to fight for a championship? Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know. She could come back and be like, you know what? Now it's my turn. There's so many things that could happen. But I also would see a world where Mariah goes to WWE.
I kind of would live for that. I kind of would live for a Charlotte Mariah promo, because Mariah is going to make Charlotte work. Oh, that would be so good. Mariah's, the blondes are fighting.
Mariah is so good. And you could literally put her against anyone. And I don't think she needs to be on NXT, though I do think she could elevate the brand by being down there. I think, you know, you could bring her up to SmackDown. Why not?
Am I wrong for saying Mariah versus Tiffany Stratton so I can see the two popular girls kill each other?
Oh, my God. I would love that. I would love that. Evolution? Oh.
Evolution is a mystery.
Goodbye. Bring back Kelly Kelly and let's see that fight. Mariah May versus Kelly Kelly. The gear would gear, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God. Do they have to fight? Can they just pose for me? Pose for me?
Can we just see the gear? Can we just?
Announced by Mason Madden. And
no, but right. Yeah, if she stays in AEW, I think she's a top star. I think they did know how to utilize her. Though when she was champion, she was kind of moved to the back a little bit. And I do think AEW has a problem with their women's division and not really knowing how to keep more than three or four women with the storyline. Because three or four, I was like, maybe. Because who's on top right now? You got Mercedes. She's really doing some work. Mm-hmm. You got Mina, Tony.
But Mina's just now because now, she's involved with Tony. Yeah. It's really only Mercedes.
And Megan. And,
well, Megan, yeah. Willow sometimes.
Willow. Mm-hmm. Chris, you're throwing Chris Statlander in there. But like it's, and then you don't really see them every week. It's like a rotating of like, maybe you'll see her, maybe you won't. They're kind of trying to push Jamie Hayter now. So it's kind of like, maybe we'll throw you here. Maybe we'll put you there. But it's not like, oh, I can see these women constantly intertwining with each other. I see the feuds. I see the vision. So, you know, I think we always bring up Deonna Purrazzo. We bring up Taya Valkyrie.
Even Thunder Rosa.
Thunder Rosa, what's going on? You know, I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I'm sports inquisitive.
Yes.
Okay, let's get back to an actual match now on AEW Collision. We have the Don Callis family consisting of Trent Barretta, Konosuke Takeshita, and Rocky Romero versus the Los Outrunners, which consists of the Outrunners with Bandido in a trios match. Let me tell you something. Grande Americano could never, okay? Los Outrunners is the perfect amount that I want. And Bandido came out in the 80s colors, and it reminded me of, you remember that Nickelodeon show Guts?
Yes.
That whole presentation was
That's so funny. That's so funny. The fact that they were introduced as Los Outrunners, I was like, who thought of this? This is perfect. Like you said, it was just enough. I love when everybody color coordinates because I hate when someone tag teams and they don't match. Then I'm sports confused. And I'm like, you didn't sports put the work in. That's what you didn't do.
You knew this match was coming. Exactly. So
you had time to put something together.
I said this earlier about Paul Heyman. I'll say this again about Don Callis. Don Callis, if he is your manager, you will be on TV every week. Don Callis was on this show. On this show. I felt bad for Tony Schiavone. I know he was sick. This was 20 minutes in. You already had to deal with Stokely Hathaway and Don Callis.
I'm cracking up because the fact that Don Callis will get you work, but Don Callis will also show up to work with you.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you have a match? Okay, sign me up for commentary. Sign me up. Put my name down.
You remember the 90s when Diddy would sign everyone a Bad Boy and Diddy be in everybody's video? That's Don Callis all up in your matches, all up in your video. God. I just realized I made a Diddy joke. Oh, my God.
I cannot with you. Let's get to our super chat.
Jesus Christ, Cressa, you're fired. Okay, we have a membership. Valab, thank you so much. TKO already ruining wrestling. John Cena could have done nothing and still won. But that match with R-Truth was entertaining as hell. But he didn't need to bother Jay, so I agree with that. We've got also a super chat from
Muy Guapo Mont.
Thank you, because I was like, I think that's Spanish, but I don't want to be that guy. Bro, I love these two so much. Aw, thank you. My favorite podcast to watch all week, seeing the chaotic energy. Yeah,
Yep, that pretty much describes us. And you know what's so crazy? I look back to our first episode that we did. I do not think we were this chaotic. I think Rick was really, you know, holding us together. And then when Rick left one time, we were just like, ha, 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 this is it. This is fun. This is a vibe. And we have never gone back. We've never looked back. And here we are now as this.
Phil and Lil over here. I live. Keep being amazing and always bringing the positivity and comedy. Thank you. Listen, wrestling is supposed to be fun. If we're all having fun, to quote Robert Downey Jr., watching dudes pretending to be a dude, pretending to be another dude, just have fun. Just have R-Truth, Ron Killings, Ron Cena. I rest my case, Your Honor.
And a country singer.
And little Jimmy. Brother Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Cousin Jimmy.
Someone in the comments says, where's Blake Christian now?
Curious, right? Where is Blake Christian?
He probably not has a here. Match somewhere.
In New Japan wrestling right now. Going to the Beyonce concert.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, after that, we do get a gay kid promo with the D-Riders. Talk about why wouldn't I join with them? And I'm like,
this was so confusing. Hate the Young Bucks. This was so confusing, right? Because he's not in the match, but he's cutting the promo.
You know what it's giving? Remember when Brian Cutler was with the Elite and he was just there? And whenever they needed him to do, I love Brian Cutler. I think he's so funny and they always did him dirty. But Gabe Kim can at least wrestle, but it's giving fifth man.
I cannot believe he just compared Cutler to Gabe Kidd. I get
Cutler
it.
Cutler can wrestle.
I get it. No, Cutler can wrestle. Absolutely. I am just also, yeah, someone said in the comments, sports confused because I'm like, all right, Gabe Kidd helped you out. I get it. I could see how his vibe would get you into the Death Riders because that's kind of how it happened with Bullet Club, right? Mm-hmm. With David Finlay and him, you know, joining that group. So I get it. But if you're not going to put him in the match, which I do think he's going to be heavily involved, honestly.
Oh, he's there to cheat.
It's anarchy in the arena. I feel like someone said they're teasing Eddie Kingston.
The Death Riders would not have existed if Eddie Kingston was here. Eddie Kingston has been warning us about Claudio Castagnoli for years.
I remember, I think it was not last year, maybe the year before that, they were here for All In and they had a like fan fest and Eddie Kingston was doing a like live taping with Busted Open. The first thing out of that man's mouth was, I don't like Claudio. I've never...
That's real. That's and so
I was
real.
Like, oh my, I was like, the hate is for real, for real? Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was not aware. I thought we were faking this. Guess not.
Nah, listen, there are a few things in wrestling that we make jokes about, but something you could do if you don't value your life is tell Eddie Kingston wrestling isn't real or ask Haku if wrestling is fake. If you don't value your life, go ahead and do those things. Mm-hmm. Him coming out saying, I hate Claudio, is insane.
Isn't that, it's just so, it's honestly very Eddie. Very Eddie. I don't know where he is in his recovery, but I absolutely hope that he's healthy and that he's okay and that he's 10 out of 10 vibes. Love you, Eddie Kingston. We are also Eddie Kingston fan club here, right after Nigel McGuinness. And
I don't know if Eddie Kingston beat up Nigel McGuinness. I'm going to have to cheer for Eddie Kingston. I'm so sorry, Nigel.
Not if we put them against each other. No, we're just presidents of fan clubs right now.
Okay, there's you're, no right,
fighting,
you're right.
No fighting. We don't want to speak that into existence because I can't. I can't.
I have to put this up because I think I Hate Claudio should have been a shirt.
Honestly, I think that would have sold numbers. That would have been great. Out of everything
these nuts did.
Out of all the t-shirts that we thought, you know, they were selling foam fingers for scissoring. There's so much. Merch.
You know where there was a lot of? Mercedes Moné versus Reina. Is it Isis Reina?
Isis.
Reina Isis. Let me tell you something about women's wrestling in other countries. These are women who fight at the docks. When Reina gave Mercedes that first stiff arm and Mercedes looked at her like, also we're wrestling? I knew I was in for a treat. This match was so good. Oh, the deep pin that was followed by that stiff Hurricane Rana into the Moné Maker, the first time I was like, oh, these girls are fighting. These girls are fighting. I don't have a lot of notes because they were beating the hell out of each other.
Yeah.
The chop from Mercedes, the knee counter from EC. What are your thoughts?
No, I literally have two bullet points for them. And right now they're not even making sense. So I loved this match. I thought it was so good. This was my first time seeing Reina Isis. And I thought she was fantastic. I think she really kept up with Mercedes and also really kept up with the crowd and kept them engaged. Like, the fact that she was in there dance, like Mercedes was in there doing the CEO, but she's like, I got a little dance too. Watch me.
I was like, oh. Little dancey dance.
I was like, oh, okay, let me get up too. Like, damn, you know, we're I was just like, oh, this is very entertaining to watch. So that wrestling was also fantastic. You know, like I said earlier, sometimes with Mercedes, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this. But tonight, I was invested. I was like, 100% yes, Mercedes killing it. Reina killing it. I don't know, someone in the comments was like, oh, sign Reina. But they do have a partnership with CMLL, so we are going to be seeing more of her. And I hope in like maybe like a CMLL AEW women's tournament, I think that would be great because you get to showcase like both companies. But that was a great women's match tonight. Again, I just wish we would have seen more of it. I think they should have gotten more time.
I find that a lot of people's criticism of Mercedes, besides just being a hater, that's just me. Sometimes like Charlotte can come off like, if I don't care about this match, I'm going to give play the greatest hits. Let's move on from here. Mm-hmm. I also think that when she does care, people don't give her enough shine. Yeah. And I think tonight, with all due respect to Reina, because she ate that. She kept up and it wasn't like you snowplowed me, you just went over me. This was a good match. And I really wish people would give Mercedes her flowers instead of saying, like, oh, well, she doesn't want to lose. She doesn't, like, she's good. She's good. Maybe instead of worrying about me.
Oh. Oh. Interesante.
We then get a promo from Sons of Texas on the Hurt Syndicate. And I don't know about you, but I'm like, let's wrap this up. I'm so sorry. Let's get there. Let's wrap this up. The Hurt Syndicate is going to break your legs. I'm so sorry. I like the both of you. I think this is cute, but you know, you have 30 minutes.
I was like, we still got a long show to go to. Like, I was like, I got to watch Saturday Night Main Event later tonight. Like, we got to wrap it up. But you know what? I did pop for Cody Rhodes. I was like, Cody Rhodes footage. Oh my God.
When he said that, all I could think of is Ryan Nemeth going, my brother, like, let me stop. Yeah, I get it. If I was wrestling with my little brother, or if I was doing this post show with my little brother, I might glaze my brother too. Whoa, wait. I take that back.
I'm dead. I would not shut up. I agree with you. It's like Penta and Rey Fénix, same thing. They're like always together, always chatting about each other. I understand. I also have a brother. I get it.
When you love your siblings, you become a stan and you just can't. I love my little brother too. So when people are like, how'd you get into wrestling? My little brother. After that promo, we do have Kyle Fletcher versus Jay Lethal. I don't know how I feel about this match. Okay, it wasn't bad, but I'm kind of like, what was the point? I get it. Mm-hmm. I want to hate Kyle Fletcher's gear. I want to hate it. I want to
I know
hate
you
it.
Don't. I know you it. Don't. I know you don't.
But it's so good. It's so good. Why the hot pink? It reminds me of Cameron in the early 2000s. Because what am I going to say to you? Nothing.
And I think that same gear, I don't think it would work in any other color. I mean, I get it. Maybe like the red and black. But he had that gear before. This pink is just so different. It makes him stand out. And he's such a good wrestler. You can't even bully him.
Exactly. Like, what am I going to say? I'm saying nothing because I'm shutting up.
I was actually very excited when I saw this match. I was like, oh my goodness, Jay Lethal, also a fantastic wrestler and very much similar to Kyle Fletcher. So I was like, oh, this is going to be a good match. I feel like they're going to pair up well. And they did. And again, Don Callis on commentary. When you're in, he's also, I feel like he gets commission. He's
him and Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett dips everyone on. If you want to make sure you always get a paycheck, I think it was on this match that he was commenting about the Outrider, saying, I hate those guys because I used to know guys who wrestled in the 90s. And Tony said, you wrestled in the 80s. I mean, wrestled in the 80s. He said, you wrestled in the 80s. And I looked it up. Don Callis was 60 something years old, bro. Like, he dead wrestled in the 80s. Jay Lethal does lose here, but this match was very, very good.
Yeah.
After this match, well, he went with a brainbuster on Jay Lethal. After the match, they was going to beat up Jay Lethal. And Adam Cole gets on up and says, that's not happening on my watch. Paragon comes out, and that bleeds into the next match. Do you have any extra thoughts on this match, Iridium, before we move on to the next one?
I do, and it's about Don Callis. So this is when I noticed how he was acting towards Adam Cole. Because at one point during this match, he asks Adam, he's like, is Adam okay? Is he okay? And I was like, why is he so obsessed with Adam Cole? Like, what's happening? Because in the first time that he was out there, he was saying like, oh, I'm a big fan of Adam Cole. And Adam Cole was like, I don't think that's true.
Stop. Cut the cap. I know what you're about.
And I was thinking, I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be what's next. We're going to have Kyle Fletcher going after that championship. And I was like, and I'm not mad at it, because I think Kyle is so good in the ring. Like, he's going to really put a good name on that title. Not to say that Adam Cole is not making good out of that championship, but Adam Cole's not fighting. Adam Cole is not commentary. Yeah, so
that's what I'm saying. Like, Adam Cole, I really feel like hasn't been as involved as Kyle Fletcher is in the ring and whatnot. But again, if you're in the Don Callis family, you're going to get work. Don Callis is going to make sure you're on TV. Also, if he does win that championship, just looking at the belt you have behind you, if he don't turn that strap pink. That's it.
That's that title. Oh my God. That would eat. Or even if he put the white strap on it.
With the pink accents. Get Jack Perry to make it for you.
That was going to be my next thing. I was like, when Jack Perry comes back, we're going to get a Jack Perry and a Kyle Fletcher feud. And then you give me a mixed tag team match and a J and Jack Perry versus Sky Blue and Kyle Fletcher.
Couples that fight together stay together.
Exactly. Oh, look at us just dream booking.
Dream booking. That does lead into the Paragon, which is Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong versus the Grizzled Young Veterans. My only notes for this is they're slapping each other and wow, they're yelling a lot.
I'm glad you have notes, because I just wrote down who was fighting. And then my thing auto-corrected to Grizzly Young Vets. And that's last week, I called them vintage young men. So, also, who came up with the name Paragon? This is my issue. Where are we getting these names? Who, like, we couldn't have kept Undisputed? Really? Just call them Undisputed.
I think it's because they dragged it with Undisputed Kingdom.
I didn't like the Kingdom. Just keep Undisputed. Just put them in there.
Name them these three. these guys. These guys, hey. TG, these guys, hey. Someone in the chat says copyright. That would track. They could be Undisputed if it wasn't these three, but because it consists of these three, yeah, that's Undisputed copywritten.
That makes sense. But like, you're going to, what, they look like a paragon?
Wait a minute. Wasn't Undisputed Era four guys? We're missing Bobby Fish. So
all right. I had to Google what Paragon meant. So a person or thing regarded as a perfect example of a particular quality.
That's the virtuoso. Nice try.
That name's already taken.
Nice try. You'll be hearing from Miss Perazzo's lawyer. Stop.
Period. Yeah, I don't have anything to say about this match. It was fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just yell a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Next match, Don Callis. He's back again. Don Callis was working overtime tonight.
He said, I'm Slim Shady. I'm standing up.
Stop. Yo, Don Callis, I'd work for you, bro. I'd be on TV every week.
Same. I'll sign the contract right now.
You listen, I'm a good stylist. I can help you with moich.
Not moich. You know what? I have been next to Don Callis. He was outside of an arena one time, and I was just walking by him. That man is tall and intimidating, okay? Intimidating. Scary man.
I'll put my best Bronx voice up, pull up my faja. I'm like, hello, Mr. Callis. My name is Crystal Star.
Not the faja. I'm Yes.
Like, what did you pull up? Don't mind about that. I had to make sure the fat was on the inside. Oh, this match was good. I thought this was going to be a competitive match. Josh Alexander said, absolutely not. Stop it, AR Fox. I'm going to beat you up. This is not that match. I'm not Daniel Garcia. I'm not going to be nice to you. You're going to take this C4 spike and you're going to be done. We're going to be done here. I like AR Fox, but I love Josh Alexander. And Josh Alexander versus Okada, I need that for the title. I want that.
Wow.
That being said, I do think Speedball could take it off of Okada. And I've seen Speedball versus Alexander in TNA. So, yes, please. So,
I love Speedball. Oh, my God. I love him. We're not there yet, though. Josh Alexander versus AR Fox. The last three collisions that we've seen AR perform, he's been fantastic. He hasn't picked up the win, but it's just been a tremendous showcase for him. So I do wish that they would do something more with him, like give him a win. That would be great. We didn't see that tonight. So I was like, please don't let this be a downward trend for him. Like, I want to keep him hot. Like, the fans are getting used to him. They are really appreciating his work and he's getting showcased. But this match was good. And I was like, Josh Alexander, I can't with you right now. I can't. Like, why are you doing that?
He wasn't even competitive. He just beat this man up. He beat him up.
It's crazy because I feel like the newer members of the Don Callis family, like Takeshita, I was like on board. I'm like, yeah, Takeshita, you could be a good guy or bad guy. I'll love you. Kyle Fletcher, good guy, bad guy. Love you. But I was like, Josh Alexander, no, you can't do this. Why are you? What's wrong? Like,
I've seen Josh Alexander be the good guy. And before he left TNA, he was a bad guy for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. And I kind of lived. He's being a dickhead. So I'm like, this tracks. And you'll go with the guy who used to get under your skin in TNA. And you're both bald. Bald. That's all I got is bald, man.
Yeah.
After this mugging, there was a CMLL trios match where it was Los Predadores. I hope I said that right.
Yeah.
With Mystico, Templario, and Máscara Dorada versus Volador Jr., Magnus, and
Rugido. Yes. And you know what? You did a pretty good job on those Spanish names. So, period. 10 out of 10 Thank for you. That one.
I failed Spanish one like 5 times.
Oh.
Hola, me llamo es Cresta. Anyway, this match, I guess I have a very narrow view about what Lucha Libre is. I'm thinking, unless you're Rush, you Lucha with honor. These guys were cheating. This whole match, they were cheating. They were in business for themselves. Girl, everybody.
I was cracking up, and I love to see Místico in the ring. I don't think this was the same Místico that I watched growing up, but when I was growing up, the luchador Místico was in a soap opera. And it was a romance one, and I was living, okay? It was a bunch of girls, and they were teenagers. And this one time, one of the girls was like, oh, my God, I'm going to meet this guy, and he's going to be at this lucha show. Let's all go. So they all went to the wrestling show, and this guy was El Místico. He was fantastic. But enough about that. I thought this match was great.
This match was fantastic.
When they said lucha, I was like, oh, my God, here we go. We're going to see some chaos. We're going to see some crazy. And I really love that the crowd is also excited to see lucha and that they're very supportive of the luchadores. And we even got inappropriate chants in Spanish, which that means it's a good show.
Because I was trying to figure out what they were chanting. And my rule of thumb is if it's in a language you can't understand, most likely they're saying a curse word.
It's a bad word. Yes. It was great.
I lived for this match. Again, most luchadores fight with honor, and these guys were all cheating. It was great. The three Tope Suicidas, and I think he called it the Sasuke special, the handspring special on the outside, I think, from Místico.
Yeah.
I was sports entertained, bro. I don't know how to say it in Spanish. And what I learned, I'm going to start saying it every time I see a lucha match. I was sports entertained. It was so good. It was so good.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they do have this partnership with CMLL because we do get to see luchadores often. And I'm telling you, this pay-per-view that we get with the both of them, it's going to be so good. Like, I'm ready.
We do get a promo from Statlander. This was a weird promo because if someone was trying to apologize to me and they said this, I might pistol whip you. Because, like, what was this? What was this? She's like, I know that I'm sorry, but I also beat you up, and I also pushed you into a car, and I also stole your dog, and I also pushed you in front of a train, but I'm a dangerous person, and I do that. I thought you were trying to apologize to her. What's...
I'm glad I was...
strange.
No, I'm glad I wasn't the only one who was confused, because I was like, what are you saying? Like, are you trying to get me to apologize? Is that...
Are you gaslighting me right now?
I was like, Chris, please be so serious right now. Because, yeah, she was like, this is who I am. But then I was like, okay, what are you trying to tell Willow? What?
This is me.
Who are we talking to? I'm so confused. I don't think we needed this promo from Chris. I don't think it did her any favors. And I think we could have seen her another time during the show.
Adios.
Yeah.
I don't know. This was very strange. If I'm Willow, we're back at square one. Don't talk to me. Get away from me. You're crazy. Find God. Go away. Go away. Go away.
I can't.
Last but not least, we do have a Speedball Mike Bailey and Commander. They defeated Roosh and Drulistico in a tag team match. And again, the only luchadors I know that don't fight with honor is LFI. And Julissico was trying to rip off Commander's mask. And I'm like, that's crazy because you have on a mask.
I was like, sir, you know the rules. What do you mean? You know the meaning. You know what that means. You wouldn't want somebody to take your mask off, but here you are.
That wasn't nice. And again, they attacked them even before their intro was done. I thoroughly enjoy Speedball Mike Bailey. They are a fantastic professional wrestler. This was a stiff match. Like I said, Speedball and Commander do get the win here. But the post-match is really where the juice comes in. Of course, Okada comes out. There's a big brawl, or sort of, and Bailey stands tall with the title. Most people say if you touch the title for the match, you're losing. So I hope that's not the case. However, it might be, so.
Man, I love watching Mike Bailey. He's so fantastic. And since joining AEW, it's really been nonstop for him. Like, they have really been pushing him. And I was in the title picture. Like, what? That's just so crazy to think. But the team tonight, I was like already fantasy booking too. I was like, oh my God, I would love to see Speedball Mike Bailey and Commander in a tag team. In a group, like I could see them as champions. I could see them running a division. They're so good. And then at the same time, I was like, Señor Roosh, I need you to take it down like five, okay? Because first of all, why is everything so aggressive?
Like, he hates everybody, bro.
Everything is so aggressive with him, and I don't like it. Like, I need him to just relax a little bit. And I love what he does when he's like gonna run and somebody's in the corner and he's gonna pretend like he's gonna hit them, and then they're like, oh wait, you're not hitting me, and then bam, right in the face with a kick. Like, disrespectful. He's very disrespectful.
They are the Hurt Syndicate, but just hurt. No syndicate, just hurt.
Dolor. Roosh, they are Dolor.
That's Dolor. Just hurt. Dolor. That's you guys, bro. Like, there's no sometimes rhyme or reason, but I don't blame them. I blame their booking. Because LFI will come out and terrorize someone for a whole program, and then poof, back to Narnia from whence they came. And it's like, okay, but no, come back. I would love to see a program where it's Hurt Syndicate versus LFI. Maybe that might get bloody. I don't know. But they would beat the hell out of each other. That would be a good match.
That would be so good. Oh my God. Could you
imagine? You better. Hurt Syndicate and LFI take out the D-Riders. Because I'm tired of the D-Riders. They gotta go. Well, get them up out of here.
You know what? The Hurt Syndicate didn't we think that that's where it was going to go? That somebody had to put an end to the Death Riders, and then nothing really happened. There's still time, guys. We can still team up. Okay.
There's still time. We can do this.
We can do this, guys. If you sign my petition, we can get this done. Oh, it's so good.
Well, speaking of getting it done, we got two shows done in an hour and 16 minutes with a Sean Ross Sapp intro.
Who are we with Sean Ross Sapp? This is crazy.
People still dab? Does that make me old now?
Yeah, we should have left it without the dab. But I'm sure our watchers did not mind that. And thank you guys for sticking with us for this hour and 15 minutes, especially for the people who were watching and maybe didn't know who we were. and stayed and you watched us. You guys can watch us every Saturday. Cresta and I are here with Rick, and we are still just as crazy with him as we are.
Rick
with
just reins us in. Rick is like, shut up. I'm like, okay.
Rick is like, all right, let's move on. Rick will change the subject quicker, but we're the same. We're the same. And even when Sean's on here, 10 out of 10. But we love you guys.
Been great. And tell us how much you love us by dropping a like on this video. Thank you again. Like Iridian said, if you are new here and just getting to know us, yes. I'm Cresta Star. That's Iridian. Iridian's going to tell you what she has going on and where to find her on social media.
Yes, guys, go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. It's Rest Friends. That's W-R-E-S-T Friends. I have a lot of interviews there, whether it be AEW or WWE. My most recent one is Sky Blue and Kyle Fletcher. And I also chatted with Kurt Angle. I talked to Shawn Michaels. I got some good interviews there. I talked to Willow. Like, subscribe to my channel, please. That's where you can find me. And Iridian _ Fierro for all other social media. And Cresta has a podcast. She's also on here doing post shows. Cresta, where can our beautiful followers and watchers of today find you on social media?
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find me all over the internet at Cresta Star, C-R-E-S-T-A-S-T-A-R-R. With the exception of X, Twitter, whatever its name is, I'm Cresta the Star, like Megan the Stallion. My podcast is on hiatus because that's hard. I see why people have whole teams. So I'll just be posting videos. I do have a TikTok. I post short videos there. Like Barney, I love you. You love me. We're one happy family. And I hope you find $20 on the floor and your butt looks nice. I think we can end it there. We can end it there, ladies and gentlemen. You're fantastic. Love pro wrestling. And we'll see you next time. Bye for now. End stream. Actually end it. Actually end it.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.